Okay, Jeremy, segue alert. The symbol of the Democratic Party is the donkey.
And very well done.
Thank you. And well, I'm not done. If you take a male donkey and breed it with a female horse, you get a mule. Mules are smart. Some researchers say smarter than both horses and donkeys. And in the South and Midwest, owners test them in jumping competitions. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Harvest Public Media's Jacob McClelland visited a county fair in Missouri where the annual mule jump is a standing room only affair.
A mule jump is pretty simple. A handler leads a mule into a chute. At the end, there's a pole with a blanket draped over it. A mule has two chances to jump over the pole or be eliminated. After each round, the judge raises the pole 2 inches. That's it. There's not much to it, but it's a recipe for suspense. When a mule decides it doesn't want to jump, all bets are off. Handlers yell and wave their arms and pull on the mule. Some mules dig in and refuse to budge. Others run off.
Paul, I got an idea. Why don't you jump up and show him now?
At fairs like this one in Altenburg, Missouri, mules jump in 3 divisions based on height: small, medium, and tall. A small mule, for instance, is 47 inches or under. If a mule can jump higher than its height, that's pretty good. Prize money varies from fair to fair. Here, winners pick up $50 for first place.
Jerry Manise, Scott City, Missouri.
Jerry Manise is the guy to beat. He's the LeBron James of the Altenburg mule jump. He scouts high and low for talent. Some years, he'll handle 100 to 300 mules to find one exciting new prospect. He competes throughout Missouri, Arkansas, and Illinois. Anywhere, there's a big enough purse and the sweet smell of competition.
We want to buy wild mules, mules that hate people, them the kind that we make the best jumping mules out of.
Where is that kind of the characteristic that you're looking for, that you want kind of a wild mule that doesn't like people very much?
Most of the time, they've got enough snap to jump over 60 inches.
60 inches. That's a standing jump of 5 feet.
If you're going to get a paycheck, you got to be able to jump over 60 inches.
Other competitors aren't quite as, shall we say, intense.
Daryl Ruling, we're from Perryville.
Daryl and his son Gabe are jumping a 38-year-old mule named Tex. Daryl says Tex is a mule jump veteran.
He knows exactly what to do when he gets up here. He heard the announcer and he was getting fired up.
He's a number one mule, but they're going to try him one more time in Halifax Hatch we're talking about.
So one of Jerry Manise's mules just won the small class division, and he's taking his mule on a sort of a victory lap right now. Normally, the mule has to stop before it jumps, but since his mule's already won, they're letting him get a running start. And wow, he just jumped like 60 inches or something like that. In the middle class, it comes down to a suspenseful 3-mule jump-off between old Tex, Jerry Manise's mule Albert, and a mule named Polly. Gabe Reeling says Tex is looking pretty good.
When I tell him he's supposed to jump, he's going to jump, so hopefully he'll jump again.
You feeling pretty good about Tex's chances?
Yeah, I am. I'm feeling really confident. I hope he does well in the next round.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Thank you, Albert. You give us a nice jump, but you're out.
Jerry Manise's mule, Albert, doesn't quite clear a jump. Then the other mule, Polly, gets persnickety. Polly went into the chute, stared at the pole, put it in reverse, and backed out, dragging her handler with her.
Good evening. You're the only mule left. That mule is old. They think your mule's impossible to jump 56 inches because he's too old. Senior citizens love him. Senior citizens love him, don't we?
Tex jumps over 4 feet, 8 inches to win first place. His handler, Gabe Reeling, was all smiles and jokes when I caught up with him in the winner's circle.
You're, what, 14 years old? But, you know, it's not all about youth. You have an old mule here that's doing a great job.
It's not about the money. It's not about the ribbons. Just remember that, folks. It's about having fun and showing the best of your ability. I appreciate all my fans out here tonight, my parents, and my sponsors. Appreciate it. Thank you.
So what's next?
We're going to go home and we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate and we're going to see how high you can jump at home.
An up-and-coming star and an old mule who still knows how to aim high. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob McClelland.
That young man gave an Academy Award speech there, and I'm kind of feeling for the mule. Jacob's story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues and apparently mules. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.